because this is a victory of the spirit of the Jewish people, the right to observe the Torah. And they were koveya that as a yontiv, and they were masaking this manner of commemoration. It's interesting, the Chassam Sofer and other achronim say, paskin lahalocha, that the establishment of the holiday of Chanukah is itself a din min haTorah. That's a din midoraisa. It's not a derabonan. The method of commemoration, that's midorabonan. But that the obligation to commemorate such an event of the deliverance of the Jewish people against such odds and of the salvation of the Jewish people, that's an obligation min haTorah, the Chassam Sofer says. But how it should be observed, that is a derabbanan. And as you all know, Chanukah is a very popular, emotional, beautiful yontif. But the necessity for Chanukah begins with the story of the Targum HaShivim. It's the invasion of Greek culture and the weakness of the Jews in responding to it, the growth of an enormous sect of Hellenists within the Jews. By the way, during the Civil War, the Hellenists supported the Greeks and not the Jews. And we'll see that when the Chashmonaim took over, they got rid of them. Just as the collaborationists were either exiled or executed. And that the Hellenists will not return in this form again. They will return in other forms, as the Tzdukim and others, but they will not return anymore because the war made them traitors. And once they became traitors, so they lost whatever appeal they could have had to the Jewish people. And in fact, they were written out of the Jewish people, just written out. They all retreated to the city of Caesarea, that remained a Greek city, and it will later become a Roman city. That always was not a part of Eretz Israel during the Second Temple. That's why today, we're going to conclude now, but that's why today, according to many Shittos, the area from Caesarea north to Haifa, including Haifa, the Kohanim do not duchen every day, as they do in the rest of Israel, because that piece of the coast never was Jewish during the Second Temple. It never was part of Eretz Israel. It was always Greek. Later it became Roman. The Jews never controlled it. And that's the area that the Hellenists retreated to. They went to live with the Greeks. Most of them assimilated and became Greek. They lost their Jewishness completely. They were just not part of the Jewish people any longer. Whereas the story will now continue with the Chashmonaim.